This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As wildfires continue to increase in frequency and severity across the country, firefighters are in high demand. Lauren Patterson from Northwest Public Broadcasting reports on a new generation of Nez Perce firefighters in Idaho.
It's mid-morning and the beaming sun is hanging over Lapway, Idaho. At the fire station, it's casting shadows into the bays where three firefighters are checking over equipment on their fire truck.
We have a daily checklist every day we go through.
That's Riston Bullock, who's getting ready for his 13th season on the crew. Jalisco Miles is to his right with the checklist. He's in his third year. And Pharrell Hayes, a rookie, looks on. Bullock starts pulling on a pump to clear out the water.
We check our pumps and stuff like that. And if we have any hose hanging on here, we'll take it off, replace it with new hose. We got all of our tires are good to go.
Miles starts marking off the list with a pen.
After last year, we had a really big fire, and it changed my perspective a lot on it.
For days, the Gwen fire blazed across the Clearwater Canyon, burning nearly 30,000 acres. There were multiple evacuation orders for people living in the small towns along the river. He says it made him realize how important the job is when lives are on the line. The experience focused him.
Getting there, making sure everything's okay, and getting to the call and keeping them small.
Hayes wanted to fight fire last summer, but he wasn't old enough.
Now it's my first year, so I'm excited for all that.
He's joined a crew of eight firefighters who will spend the next 5 months on the front lines of local fire response. They've been getting around 2 calls a week, sometimes 3. Bullock says he does this job because he's dedicated to protecting the land and his community.
Now that I've been in fire for so long, it's kind of more being the first one to respond, put the fires out.
A big challenge here in Idaho and across the nation is that there aren't enough people to help.
We're losing firefighters. The numbers are going down.
People can still volunteer, but
we need people at the shop ready to go when those fires start.
Across from the shop in the air-conditioned office, Jeff Handel, the fire management officer, is on the phone trying to schedule repairs for fire trucks.
Okay, what I need is I've got a couple rigs that need radios put in
them. He's also worried the younger generation doesn't seem too interested in firefighting.
It's pretty tough in today's world when you can get a job and work from home and do okay financially. Why would you want to go out and do the firefighting thing, which is very hard work?
After pushing for years, federal wildland firefighters got a permanent pay increase through a spending package passed by Congress in March.
Now, the minimum is 15 across the board, and in most places, it's more like $17 or $18 an hour.
Back at the shop, the firefighters are organizing equipment like ropes and hatchets. Bullock says the tribe does events with students and job fairs to try to get more people interested in firefighting as a career.
I always try to encourage them to try it for a year. See if you like it or not. See if, you know, if you want to do this, keep doing this.
Miles says one of the best parts of the job is the travel. Sometimes firefighters help fight blazes beyond their state lines.
My first year, right after graduation, that's driving across the Grand Canyon, heading to Arizona. My first time seeing that.
There could be changes coming to how the Nez Perce Tribal Fire Crew works with other agencies in the region. The Trump administration is trying to merge all federal firefighting into a single agency. That could mean shifting thousands of jobs around in the middle of fire season. Bullock says he's not sure how that would work.
I'd see it kind of being crazy because there's already one. It's called the Interagency Dispatch Office.
That office is based in northern Idaho. And Bullock says agencies like the Idaho Department of Lands and the U.S. Forest Service already work together and with the tribe.
I feel like it'll just kind of be a new name, but I still feel like we'll still have our shops and everything here. We'll be mixed out through each other, and it'll be, I don't know, it might be complicated.
For now, Bullock and the rest of the crew aren't giving it too much thought. They're busy getting ready for the next call. Reporting in Lapway, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.